following address is made by Vice President Hubert H. Humphrey at the Centennial Site in Fairbanks, Alaska on July 4, 1967. The tape is recorded by Mr. Charlie Mays.
My friends from the Department of Commerce, Dieter Possementi, and all of the many officers who have made possible this amazing and wonderful centennial celebration. A very special thanks to you for what you've done for us today. I guess you know I've had a good time. There's no secret about that. And if the adults don't know it, why, the children do, because I've been having a ball with them. We've been having fun all over the area here. And I just want you to know how much I have appreciated this hospitality and how much it means to me to be able to spend a very pleasant afternoon and evening with you, to get to know you just a little better, and to get a better appreciation of this wonderful state of Alaska. It's not at Centennial. And I do want you to know how much we all appreciate the manner in which you have honored us. And I know I speak for the delegation that accompanied me recently within this past week to the Republic of Korea. I know that I speak for Senator Harris and his lovely wife. And I'm sure that you have had a chance to meet them. And I know that I speak for Ambassador Porter and his wife, who will represent us in the Republic of Korea, and for Congressman Matsunaga and his wife, who come to us from the 50th state and who have had such a marvelous time out here amongst you. I'll just have to tell you a word about the congressman. He's a sort of a United Nations all unto himself. Wherever he goes, he seems to have friends from Hawaii, our fellow citizens, and he passes himself off as Eskimo, Indian, Korean, Chinese, Japanese. I even saw him trying to pass himself off as an Irishman and a Swede not long ago. And he does it very well. All of this I could understand in Italian the other day. I said, I didn't feel overwhelmed by his presence. But we arrived in Anchorage yesterday, as you know, or we arrived the night before, as a matter of fact, 3 a.m., I guess you can call that yesterday. And we had a wonderful day in your sister city of Anchorage. And later on that night, we journeyed to Seward. And early this morning, and I mean early, we got up and went fishing. And I don't want to promote one part of the state at the expense of the other. But let me tell you, I've never caught so many fish in such a short time in all of my life as we caught down there in Resurrection Bay. It was really great. Now, if you'd like to know how big they were, they were very big. I must confess, they were bigger than any I've caught in Minnesota. And don't you tell anybody that I said that back home. And they're bigger than any you'll catch in Texas, and don't you tell anybody about that. They were great. Yeah, we've just had such a glorious day. We're going to journey tonight back to Minnesota, where I shall join Mrs. Humphrey. I think I should tell you that Mrs. Humphrey is sort of your self-appointed extra ambassador down in Washington. Senator Greening and Bob Bartlett generally take care of all of the commercials that you need down there. They're constantly speaking in your behalf. But Mrs. Humphrey journeyed here in 1964. She was here in Fairbanks. She was out here at the university. And I want Dr. Wood to know how much she appreciated the generous manner in which she was received. And she was at the home of some of you here. She spent a couple of days in Alaska. She helped the economy, I know, because she bought a coat, which she didn't tell me about right away. She started out telling me how wonderful everybody was in Alaska. And Daddy, they're all going to vote for you, she said. She softened me up for the kill. And then she presented me with the coat and the bill. All I can say is it was well worth it. And she would have been here with us today were it not for the fact that she was taken ill just a little while before we went to Korea. But if you are interested, and I know you are, I called her this morning. She's feeling 100% better, and she literally had tears in her voice when I told her about how much fun I was having here in this wonderful state. Now, friends, that's just a few personal comments. Let me just say a word or two to you of a substantive nature. No one enjoys being at an occasion like this more than the Vice President. And I say that without fear of contradiction, unless, of course, it could be the President. And I know that he would have loved to have been here today, because he loves this part of America, just as he loves all of our nation. And he would have enjoyed immensely seeing the exhibits that are so well designed and so well displayed. And he would have enjoyed, as I have, breathing this good fresh air. There's no air pollution here, I'll tell you. And he would have enjoyed, above all, the spirit of the people that I find here. But he couldn't be here, and one of the reasons you have a vice president is when the president can't be around, by then they send the vice president out. And I want you to know I like my work. I really do. I wish he'd send me here even more often. But my dear friend that came to this platform with me, Senator Greening, has been after me for months and weeks and months to come to Alaska. I had hoped to be here on the 13th and 14th of June, as I recall, but I was had to go to the hospital for a couple of days for minor surgery, and I had to cancel that trip, plus the fact of the crisis in the Middle East, which necessitated our being in Washington. But I want to come back to your university, and I shall, because that university means a great deal to this state, and the university means a great deal anywhere, and I shall return at an appropriate time to share some time with the young people of this state. Because when we speak of the young people in the university, we speak of the future. And when that flag was unfurled here, it said, the north of the future. It spoke of the future of this great state. And my, what a great and large one it is. And you as yet haven't even come to touch its resources. We can think of the days of, as we did here today, of panning gold. We can think of the early days of timber. We can think of our fisheries. But what we have had thus far is only a beginning. The discovery of oil in Alaska is only the beginning of a great new economic breakthrough for this state. And with the cooperation of your federal government and state government, and your private enterprise, you're going to make a wonderful progress in agriculture, small industries, in the creation of power, electrical power, which is so vital to your economic and industrial development. You're going to have the discovery of new minerals and their mining and processing. And as I said, you're going to have this amazing wealth that comes from the earth and the sea, oil, and other fuels. So you're just beginning. You are the pioneers of a great frontier in America. We looked at these old houses and old buildings from old Fairbanks here just a while ago. A few years later, my dear friends, people will be speaking of you as the pioneers, because you are right now in the life of Alaska really and truly at its beginning. This great state has a future, and it has a good one if you vow to make it so. And I encourage you to put your emphasis upon the young, the training of the young, and the education of the young. And I encourage every public official to take heed of the great talent that is to be found here amongst the peoples that are native to this state. Tremendous talent, great creativity, wonderful people. The beauty of America is not to be found in its buildings, or even in its cities, or in its art galleries, or its landscape. The beauty of America is found in its people, the variety of our people, the diversity of our people, the mosaic of our people. We are all different, and yet we are all alike in the sense that we are God's children. We are people. And it's this great diversity and variety of people that is exemplified by senators and congressmen standing or sitting here on this platform and by people out here in this audience that makes up the vitality of this nation. America is a young nation, even though within a few years it will celebrate its 200th birthday, just as you now celebrate your 100th anniversary. We're young, we're vital, we're vigorous, we're forward-looking. Our history is not something to be remembered because of its past. It's something to be remembered to give us inspiration for our future. That's the way I feel about Alaska. That's the way I feel about our country. And I wanted just to share that thought with you on this, our Independence Day, this 4th of July. Gee, it's good to be in Alaska on the 4th of July. It's good to be here in a state that loves independence and its people are independent. What a wonderful real estate deal that was back in 1867. Isn't that great? Can you imagine how America and Canada would feel if this land were in the possession today of its former owner? Ponder that thought for a moment. Alaska today stands as the frontier of the defense line of freedom for the entire Western Hemisphere. Alaska today is the gateway to the Pacific and the Orient, just as the state of Hawaii represents another gate to that great Far East. Alaska today represents one of the largest land masses. Indeed, the largest land mass within the United States. And it represents the extension of democracy and the extension of human freedom. So I'm just so pleased that I can be here. I told one of your friends that there was the possibility that I might have been someplace else on this day at Independence Hall in Philadelphia. I had been so invited. But when I was coming back from Korea, I thought to myself, wouldn't it be wonderful to be able to celebrate Independence Day in a state that's celebrating its 100th day of freedom and independence? Its 100th year, and to be here in this great Northland, where you know how important it is to have free government and free institutions. So I share it with you. Now I'm going to leave you and just thank you. We're going to leave you in just a little while. We've actually overstayed our time. Mrs. Humphrey is always scolding me for coming home late. But I'm being true. She's going to be late again. But she'll forgive me if I come home late from the right places. And since I'm coming home late from Alaska, I don't think she'll be too angry. We're going to spend a little time tonight with the showboat, or your show. If we happen to leave in between the middle or right about in the middle of the show, it isn't because we didn't like it. It's because I simply must get back and be on the way. We had planned leaving here around 7 o'clock. I imagine we'll leave here somewhere around 9:30 or so. And we'll be flying back to Minneapolis and then on to Washington. I want you to enjoy this night and enjoy this day as I have. And I just wish you, I wish there was something that I could tell you that would really express to you the warmth of my heart and the genuine feeling that I have in my spirit and soul today for what you have done for us. I've never been happier. I've never been more generously received. I've never felt prouder to be Vice President of the United States than I have on this day with the people of the great state of Alaska in the presence of my friend Ernest Greening, a great Alaskan and a fine United States Senator and a dear friend. And now, dear friends, I know you want to go eat, and so do I, and I want you to have a good time. Go to the show. See you there. Thank you.